107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It is an absolute pleasure to have Dave Evans here with the Kiwanis Club of Stratford here during the holiday break in between Christmas, Boxing Day, and New Year's Eve. And we're chatting about the CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund. Dave, it's wonderful to see you.
Well, thank you for having me. And right now, I'm very grateful for all the people in Stratford that donated to the Basket Fund this year.
You bet.
Yeah, we're running it, while we're like other agencies, we're running about 85% of what we needed, but there was a lot of families that had a great Christmas compared to what they would have had without your generosity.
Exactly. So 85%, not too bad at all, considering everything that's been kind of going on, if you will.
Well, that's right. Very typical of other outfits that are out there. A lot of them are running 15 to 20% behind.
So okay.
People are getting tapped out, but it's not too late to give.
Sure.
And you'll get a tax receipt for this year. You can go to the GoFundMe page, which is on My Stratford Now. There's a link there. Or you can even drop a donation off at the station here.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, as we talk about, these are gift cards that will be distributed or are distributed through Stratford House of Blessing or Salvation Army. So it's not too late to make a donation if you would like through this holiday time, because, you know, we're not talking, oh, you know, we don't need another turkey or anything like that, especially as we're getting into the new year. This is helping families to feed themselves.
Well, that's right. And you know, this time of year, I think the people think about the poor and those less fortunate, and now it's just an ideal time to give. We can still hit our objective.
Sure.
Well, thanks for having me in here. And
but Dave, let's do a shout out to the Stratford Aces. That was fun to have them here at the studio just a while back.
Oh, that was magical on Friday. Megan Howe and her crew. That's their second time in here, and I think they all enjoyed it, especially the young ones getting a chance to be on the radio. I mean, that would be something they can tell all their friends.
And they did some great fundraising for the CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund. They went above and beyond this year.
Well, the thing is, every year they get more money. This year, $1,600. That is just amazing, and I'll tell you, that's another 30 families fed.
Yeah, exactly. So again, we do thank you. Thank you so much for everyone that's made a difference and donated to the CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund. Because, Dave, we could not do it without the community support for something like this year after year after year. And something like the Basket Fund, this is, you know, we've been doing this for a while now, shall we say.
It's over 40 years.
Yeah. So.
And I mean, at one time, well, just pre-COVID, it was 750 families. Now we're over 1,000. So
yeah.
The need is out there, and we feel we're meeting that need.
Dave Evans with Kiwanis Club of Stratford. As Dave mentioned, we still have our GoFundMe page. You can still donate that way, or you can drop cash or check off to us here at the radio station at 376 Romeo Street South. It is by all means not too late to make a difference and to help us reach goal for a Stratford End area. And Dave, just before we let you go, you had a good Christmas. I think a big get-together at your place, was that?
Oh, we had a great get-together, the most we've ever had.
Okay.
You know, oh, my two daughters, they worked their hearts out. And 16 people, that's a full house. Everything from six-year-olds to an old guy like me.
I'm surprised you had the strength to come in here and chat today after that. Well, Dave, again, wishing you and yours all the best and Happy New Year coming up. Dave Evans with Kiwanis Club of Stratford. And Dave, it'll be another busy year for Kiwanis Club of Stratford getting into the new year.
Oh, yes. I mean, we're still selling passports to savings. We've got the Kiwanis Festival of Performing Arts coming up in the spring, the Garlic Festival. Yes, there's always lots to do.
You bet. He keeps busy. Dave Evans with Kiwanis Club of Stratford. Thanks again, Dave.
Thank you.